Okay, we're on tough iron sign. It's an S, you know, when you put an S into the works, eh, Robert, you stuck it. Okay,
I got. That's good, you're enthusiastic.
All right. So now we're on iron Zion, right, which, as Ira mentioned out to us, is the shortest Amud in the whole of Shas.
Really?
Now, it never had to be the shortest, because it's two lines. Are you sure it's the shortest? All right.
I read that somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. Because, I mean, it's got two lines, well, 1.5 lines. It could have been one line.
Count
Amud.
The words.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Half, not even a minion. You can't even use these words to count a minion. You can know that you're always short of one. So you go, paramita me tumat ochin hoil vaitala shat kosher, number 10. Okay. Huh? Vamar. Vamar, you're right. The Vamar is on the 10. Okay. All right, so let's end off now. So we spoke yesterday. We brought a couple of answers on Rabbi Shimon. We're in a machloket Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, right? With regards to Rabbi Shimon, right? And we're speaking now, so we said that Rabbi Shimon, at the end of the day, we said for both Rabbi Yochanan and for Reish Lakish, we got answers, because Rabbi Shimon has this concept of Kol HaOmed Lizrok Kazaruk Dami and Kol HaOmed Livdot Kepedui Dami. Right, that even though it wasn't Zaruk, the blood wasn't Zaruk, but because, like, we brought the case of Notar, that there was a Sha'at Kosher, right, where there was a moment when you could have thrown the blood when you had time in the day, because the Korban wasn't done right at night, either you hadn't done the Zrikat Adam, you could have done the Zrikat Adam, it was if you'd done the Zrikat Adam, and therefore the Ochel would get Tameh. Now we've got to prove the Peduye, right, that was according to the answer of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that we're speaking about a case, right? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Or b'shochet t'mimim b'fnim. He shechted t'mimim b'fnim. Shlo l'shem bali. And then Reish Lakish said we speak about a case of b'shochet bale mumin b'chutz. When he was shochet the owner's korban, which was a bal mum b'chutz. So now the question is, if it was a bal mum, right? And he said that the shechita is in materet, and that the pigeon is materet. Remember? We had a question of Rabbi Yochanan on Reish Lakish. He said, why is Reish Lakish saying that's okay? In order for the korban to have been a good korban in his, they needed pidyon. It had to be redeemed, not shechted. So that's how we got into this situation of Rabbi, and we said that ishtem, when we said there, that when we said Tahiba Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar was completely surprised at all of these things. And that's when we said that Ishtamitatei de Rabbi Elazar, what Rabbi Shimon had said. That's what we're on now. So now we've got to prove that the pigeon, right, that even though there wasn't pigeon, there wasn't physically redeemed, but it had the ability to be redeemed, it's as if it was redeemed. Okay, that's the last, third last line here of Daf Ayin Vavamud Bet. Al mekol ha'omed lizrok zok dami v'chol ha'omed livdot kepadu dami d'etanya. So we're going to prove now the Pidyon. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon, or Mary with a bright name Rabbi Shimon. Para. We're speaking here about the Para Aduma. Okay, a Para Aduma. Para Aduma. Look at Rashi. Rashi says there, Para Aduma mitama tumat ochlin. Now, a Para Aduma is like a korban. Okay, even though it isn't shechted in the Beit HaMikdash, but it's brought to this whole Talich, the Maracha. And they take the out of the Beit HaMikdash, and it's done in Har HaZeitim. An interesting thing is, Har HaZeitim is a cemetery. You know, so you've got to be very careful to build this maracha in a place where there won't be any tumah. And it has to be right opposite, learn from Sukkim, it has to be opposite the Kodesh HaKodashim. So it's built, the Kodesh HaKodashim goes from, you know, the entrance is from the east and it faces the west. The east side of Jerusalem is Har HaZeitim, the Mount of Olives. They'd go to Har HaZeitim, build a maracha there, a pit and a hole and a thing, and light it and kill it and burn the body opposite Har HaBayit, right opposite the Kodesh HaKodashim. So that Para Aduma, even though you can't in theory eat the Para Aduma, right? You can't eat any of the Para Aduma. You can only use it for the purposes of the ashes, right? But nonetheless, says this bright of Rabbi Shimon's, says Rabbi Shimon made Para Aduma, right? Mitama tumat ochlin. Right? What does it mean, mitama tumat ochlin? That it can become tamay, and if it becomes tamay, it can make something else tamay, right? Now, how can it become tamay? Okay, what's the story over here? Mitama tumat ochlin.
Tamay for eating purposes.
Right, it'll become for any purposes.
Any purposes.
Any purposes. Tamay. All the dinner of tumah would appear to it.
Tumat ochlin.
No, mitama tumat ochlin, right? Because what is tumat? We saw the other day, So I think Rashi explained to us over here what he was speaking about. Tumat Ochlin is that it becomes Tamei, and then if it would touch other food, it would make other food Tamei as well. Right? Look at that. Go back to Rashi on Ayin Vav Amud Bet. Okay, we got time. We got a very short Amud Aleph. On Ayin Vav Amud Bet. Yesterday's Amud Bet. Just look there quickly at Rabbi Shimon. Yesh notar she mitame. Okay? In Rashi. Got it? Right in the middle of the Rashi. Yesh notar she mitame. L'Rabbi Shimon, Yisurei hana'a ein mitamin tumat ochlin. If anything is asur from hana'a by definition, now our example, para aduma, is definitely asur bahana'a, right? So therefore, if it's asur bahana'a, ain mitameh tameh, it can't become tameh from tumat nochlim. If tameh food touches it, it won't become tameh, because it's asur bahana'a, and therefore it won't tameh anything else if it touches something else, right? So by definition, something which is asur bahana'a is extraterritorial as far as tumah is concerned. Right, and he learns it from the Daresh Mikola Ochel Asher Yachel, or Yochel. Ochel Shta Yachol Achilo LaAcherim Ol Enochri Ol Yisrael Karui Ochel BeKer Kamen BeBechorot. Okay, but here he says Karen Rashi, Ima Itala Shaat Heter Hanaa Mishen Ishchata Yard Alav Din Kabbalat Tuma VaAfilu Nesal Achar Ken MiKabbalat Tuma. Okay, so now what's Rashi telling us in that there about Isur Hanaa? Rashi says that Ochel that is Asur BaHanaa cannot become Tamei. However, if there's a moment when it could have been ochel, which was mutar bahana'a, it will become tamei, even if it never became mutar bahana'a. Okay, that's what's important to understand. We're speaking about conceptually what the conceptual possibilities are. That food that would have had a moment, now when would, an example that we brought yesterday, we said notar, that if you could have thrown the blood before it got dropped, but you didn't, but because you could have, and that would have made it mutar, and there would be ra'u lahana'a, even though you didn't throw the blood, because you could have thrown the blood, as if you thrown the blood, it would get a tumor, right? Same thing over here. This is over here. Paramitame tumor ochlin. Even though we say it's asur bahana'a, right? Ochlin, hoyil v'atala sha'at hakosher. Now look at the Kutei Rashi. Can we first look at Rashi? What does it mean, shata kosher? There was a moment when it's food, when the meat of the korban, of this para aduma, would have been okay to be eaten. Okay? A moment. There was a moment there where it could have been eaten. We'll explain that in a second. Look at Rashi. Because when it got shecht, there was a moment where we could have been able to eat. In other words, it wouldn't have been a para aduma. For a moment, there's a chance it might not have been a paraduma. We'll see in a second why. And then at that split moment, if it wasn't going to be a paraduma and the shchita was a kosher shchita, you can eat it. It's and then the yarda la torat ochel. The din of ochel comes to it. And for that moment, it's got ochel. So therefore, even though a paraduma is asur bahana'a, if there was a moment when it could have been eaten, it says if it was ochel and now it will become, it can receive tuma, even though you never ate it. Even though you didn't use it into food, right? Look at the Kutei Rashi here on the left. Ever got a Kutei Rashi there? Right? He brings a Rashi from Chulin, okay? From Shvuot, sorry. Metame Tumat Ochlin, that towards the end, I'm going to skip over. And you know what? Go from the Amar, the Afagav, the Amar Rebbe Shimon, the Perik Kamed, the Bechorot. Can you all see that, the Kutei Rashi? Okay? Whoever wants to. On Daftet, the Isure Hana'a Kegon. Anything that's got an Isur Hana'a, and I was explaining things which you learned in our sugi already the last few daf. Kagon Shor Haniskal, remember a shor that's going to be put to death by stoning, you can't get Hana'a from it. Or Peter Chamor, the firstborn of the Chamor, you can't get any Hana'a from it. And Mitamin Tumat Ochlin. Venafkelei Mikola Ochel Ashiyocha, and they become, they exclude from that Pasuk, because there's the Asur Bahana'a. Ochel shatei achol lahachilo lahachayrim karui ochel. And in that case, modehu, Rabbi Shimon, the para aduma mekabelet tumat ochlin letame acherim. Why? Look at it in the Likutei Rashi now. Metame tumat ochlin, im naga sheretz bibsara, v'chazar v'naga b'shara v'ochlin timatan. If a sheretz would have touched this tumah this paradumah back the tumah, the paradumah tameh, and if the paradumah will then pass on, it will make something else tameh. Ho'il vaitala shata kosher, because there was that moment when it could have been considered food. Look here, lechach la achila af la'atzmo mishnishcheta umi shata kosher uma shata kosher shela. Okay, so what's the shata kosher here? Yeah? Let's see over the page. Right, next the question now is V'am Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says, explaining now what, huh? Medalgim al atos.
Short answer, what is Tosfot's problem?
Oh, wow, I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't read all the Tosfots. Yeah, yeah. But the Tosfots, there are two Tosfots on this daf, and both of them, the first question says that Rashi wants to say that there's a shart kosher, because the question of the shart kosher, he said that it was ochel, and because it had been a p'diah, right? But he's saying over here that a paraduma is kosher berek habayit, and kosher berek habayit, it's not that, even though it stood in the haracha outside, it can't really, you can't really do pidyon. It's much very technical. I never understood the whole Tosfot. And the second Tosfot is basically an argument on Rashi from another source in the Gemara, also around this whole idea of viad la torat ochel, because Rashi explains that havir ashar kosher is a torat ochel, and he's got a difficulty with that. But in the end, he actually agrees with Rashi.
Because anyone who works with the para aduma becomes
tamei.
Anyway.
But okay. So now the question is: so Rashi, we says the apartment went to an ochrin hoil by tar ashar kosher. The Amar Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish now explains what is the shat kosher. Look at Rashi, he says it nicely. The Amar Reish Lakish, mahu shat kosher shela. Okay? And Reish Lakish says, what is the shat kosher that we're speaking about? And he explains, right? So look at our Rashi, the normal Rashi. He says like this. Babiru, explaining it nicely. He says, ezo shat kosher haitala. What shat kosher did he have? Okay? The Omer, Ayar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon would say what? Para niftate. You can do redemption of a para aduma. Afilu nishcheta al, and then Aleph Agotabach adds in the words gabei. Okay, afilu nishcheta al gabei ha-ma'aracha ke-mishpat. We explained the ma'aracha, right? It was a thing that was built out of Harabait on Harazetim, like a wooden construction in a hole where they would shecht it and burn it and bring it across. So even though it was nishchat al gabei ha-aracha, on the ma'aracha, it was a proper kosher good din, right? It could be podeh when... Look at this. Imatza acheret yafa mimena. Because the whole idea of para aduma is we want the best para aduma. The reddest and the nicest and the strongest and the biggest and the healthiest and the fattest and the whatever. So now you suddenly found a para aduma and you take it to the maracha and you kill the para aduma and you're busy about to burn the ashes and somebody comes running and says, well, I found a better one. At that particular moment, you're allowed to pode that paraduma on a better paraduma. So if there's that moment there when you were able to eat that paraduma, now because now it's going to be a pidyon, Rabbi Shimon says, kola omed li dot ke padudami. So there's a moment, in theory, when you could have a paraduma to be pidui. V'afa pidelon yiftet. Now this is the chilush of Rabbi Shimon. V'afa pidelon yiftet. Even though you didn't in the end actually do the pidyon. Afilu hachi, even so he says, Mashveila uchla, it's considered food, ho'il v're'uya livdot. Okay? So that's what Rabbi Shimon says. Rabbi Shimon says, just like we say with Zrika, with the dam, with the notar, you don't have to actually have thrown the dam, but if you could have thrown the dam, so too over here, because there's impotential, in Hebrew they say, but potencia, right? That there was an opportunity to have that, so you could do that. That's what Rashi explains. Back in the Gemara. Alma, says the Gemara, we conclude, Kol ha'omed livdot kepedui dami. So now we've got we've solved the issue of Rabbi Yochanan with the Zrika. We said there that Kol ha'omed lizrok azrok dami. We've solved the issue of Reish Lakish with the Pidyon, explaining the Pidyon. And now the Gemara goes into the Machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Bishlom Rabbi Yochanan. Right, lo amar krebi shum en lakish. So I understand the truth. Rabbi Yochanan, he was speaking about a tmimim bifnim, remember? It was a pure animal that he shechted inside. And Reish Lakish said it was a mum animal, an animal with a mum, a blemished animal on the outside. So we understand Rabbi Yochanan says Odi, a blemished animal, and doesn't have to teach us the din of a tamimim, not teach of a mum, right? Bishlom Rabbi Yochanan lo amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, the kabaye leukma lematnitin, afilu betmimin. He wants to explain our Mishnah, afilu betmimin. In other words, he isn't even you're not arguing Rabbi Shlakish, but he's saying not only a mum, even a kosher animal. Look at Rashi, the kosher kain bebale mumin b'chutz the shinuah dechikahu. That would be a problem. That's already a shinui dachuk, right? If it's a baal mum, that's not the same animal. It's different altogether. But the tmimim is a bigger chidush from Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish, my time along with Rabbi Yochanan. But our question is, why did Reish Lakish only say the mum and exclude the tmimim bifnim? Why couldn't he also agree that that would be, that if you could look, let's look at the Gemara for a second. When Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan explained to Rabbi Yochanan, what did he say? Rabbi Yochanan, b'shochei tmimim bifnim, shlo l'shum baalim. Right, and look at Rashi explained at the bottom of the of Daf Ein Vav on Aleph. The bottom Rashi, Chelo l'shem baalim, the shchiter uyehi the kaimelan kol hazvachim shes bechush lo l'sheman ksherim the keren lo chazal baalim the kaimelan shelo alul baalim l'shem chova. We want to say that why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan was the gachayev b'arben chamesh, right? If we wanted to say that why is he chayev couldn't Rabbi Yochanan? So we say he's chayev because it was a kosher shchita. And therefore, it was the shchita that he had done. It was a kosher shchita inside. When we asked the question afterwards, but about going back to him, so we said about the dam, etc. But Rabbi Shlakish said no. Rabbi Shlakish says only the mum b'chutz, not the tmimim inside. Right. My time. Look at Rabbi Yochanan. Amalecha utvacho. The pasuk says utvacho. Right. Look at that aleph there of Mesura Shas. Or mecharo kain tzarich lomar. Okay, so the pasuk says utvacho or mecharo. He's correcting us from the u. We know that the word is utvacho u'mecharo means utvacho or mecharo, right? Not and you did both. So what's he saying? And listen, this is important. Reish Lakish says Rabbi Yochanan, right? That I couldn't accept what Rabbi Yochanan's saying because we've got a limud in the pasuk says utvacho or mecharo. Either you were toveach, you were killing it, or you sold it. What do we need now, he says? We need to link the two. We have to have a situation where it would be kosher or it would be a good action if you had sold it or if you had killed it. Now, we'll see a difference in the middle, in the moment, right? Kol heched de'itei b'mechira. Anywhere where if you had sold that animal, you'd be chayev, dalet and chamesh, 4 and 5 for the sale. Itei b'tvicha. You'd be chayev when you shechted it. Aval kol heched de'itei b'mechira. Later, but if there's going to be a circumstances that we'll say that you, if you sold the animal, you chayev darin chamesh, but if you shechted it, you aren't chayev darin chamesh, then Reish Lakish would tell you that even when you sold it, you wouldn't be chayev arba chamesh. An example which comes to mind, according to Rabbi Shimon, was a case of chulin ba hechal. Remember? We said if you take a non-kosher le korban animal, not mukdash, and you shecht it in the echal, it becomes asur bahana'a, right? So asur bahana'a, remember Rabbi Shimon said, any time that there's we said shchita, she'ena ruya lo kari shchita, remember? Said if shchita isn't ra'ui, if your shchita doesn't help you achieve any purpose, and you can't hang out from the shchita, as if you didn't do shchita, so Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon would say that if you stole an animal, and then you shechted it in Beit HaMikdash, and therefore your shchita didn't help you. We look at the shchita, there wasn't shchita. Therefore you aren't chayev. On the other hand, if you took that same animal and you sold it, you would be chayev, right? Because the reason you weren't chayev for the shchita was because it was chulin bazara. But if you took chulin and you sold it, you would be chayev. So contrary, we need to have it in a case of both. So my example of chulin wasn't a good idea, but let's say you took a korban and you shechted it outside, or you sold it. Because you can never ever have a korban shechted outside, therefore when you sold that korban, it wouldn't be considered a sale either. That's what he's saying over here. So look at Rabbi Reish Lakish. Amalecha utvacho mecharo. Kol eched de'itei b'mechira, itei b'tvicha. Kol eched de'itei b'mechira, itei b'tvicha. V'hani kodshim, these kodshim we're speaking about, remember we're speaking about kodshim, hoyel d'chi mezaben kodshim, lo havia mechira. Kochim, you can't sell, because it's not yours to sell, belongs to the Beit HaMikdash. Litnu betvicha, so too, when you shechted it, we ignore the shechit. In other words, you have to be able to be a din in both, the mechira and the tvicha. So I gave the other example, right? The Gemara brings the answer of the other side. Okay, so it worked out nicely. Right? The Az do the Taimayu, and the Gemara says, and Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are consistent in their machloket. Why? Ditma, we have a machloket Amoraim between the two of them. It says as follows: Hamocher Treifa. Someone who sells Treifa, Ledivrei Rabbi Shimon. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's din when you sell Treifa? Look at Rashi. Shepoter al Tvichata. Right? If you take Treifa and you shecht it, according to Rabbi Shimon, when you sell it, when you shecht it, it's you patur. Why are you patur? Why are you patur when you sell it, according to Rabbi Shimon? Why are you patur when you toveach treifa, according to Rabbi Shimon? Because not ra'u le'ana, you can't eat ra'u, and therefore the shechita wasn't a shechita. So he said, because it was a treifa and you can't eat it, therefore we don't care that you actually did any tvicha, therefore there wasn't kignot ishor oseh utvacho, and therefore you patur. Right? So according to that question, Rabbi Yochanan says, according to Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to shechita of a treifa, it was patur. So our question now is, what about the mechira of a treifa? So we know according to Rabbi Shimon that on the tvicha, if you shechta the animal, you patur. But what happens if you sold that animal? Now, according to what we just looked a second ago, right? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Resh Lakish would say what? Well, mechira, you have to have mechira, and tvicha have to each work. If tvicha won't work, then mechira won't work. So we should have we should be able to prove
both
in
both directions, or is it just
both directions? Both directions, right? So it eat my mocher treifa to Rabbi Shimon. We know that when you shech treifa, you patur. So what about hamocher treifa? Rabbi Yochanan omer chayev. Rabbi Yochanan says no difference. Rabbi Yochanan says when it comes to even though tvicha you patur, mocher you ochayev. Resh Lakish omer patur. Resh Lakish says patur. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have to have techi eitei tvicha eitei mechira. And Resh Lakish says, Eitei tvicha, eitei mechira, leitei tvicha, leitei mechira. If you haven't got the one, you haven't got the other. Right, there's the machloka that they had up till now. So now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev, why does Rabbi Yochanan say Chayev? Afal gav de leitei betvicha, even though with tvicha he would agree that you haven't got tvicha, according to Rabbi Shimon, because he says you patur because it was ein or ra'u, it wasn't suitable at all, that shechting. Eitei mechira, there's still mechira. And Resh Lakish says patur, Resh Lakish says you patur, why? You have to have both. So now, if the Gemara can prove the brighter, there's not like Resh Lakish, then we're happy, right? So now Rabbi Yochanan will now try and prove that there's a brighter, not like Resh Lakish. So now it's 80 Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. He brings a brighter to argue with him. And what's a brighter? Parts like this. Ganav kilayim v'tavcha. We'll see in a second what this kilayim was, this mixed animal. You stole the kilayim and you shechted it. Or you stole treifa u'machra. So there are two separate cases in this brayta. The first case, you stole kilayim and then you shechted it. And the second case is you stole a treifa and you sold it. And you can already begin to understand, right, why the brayta taka says treifa u'machra and not treifa v'tavcha. Because treifa v'tavcha, according to Rabbi Shimon, everybody agrees you patur for, right? Because if it was a treifa, it was ra'enu ra'ui. So if you did tvicha, if you shechted it, it's got no use. So therefore the brayta says, treifa dafka umachra. And ganav kilayim, and there was the tavcha. Let's just look for kilayim for a second. Look at Rashi, the ganav kilayim. What are we speaking about of kilayim? So this is kilayim. This is a mixture of a keves, kivsa, v'tayish. A tayish is a goat, and a keves is a sheep. So a tayish is a male goat, and a keves is a sheep. You took a goat and a sheep and you mated them and you got a, I don't know, a shoke. What do you call it? I don't know what you call a goat and a sheep. A geep. I don't know.
Jeep.
Right, a jeep. A jeep. You took a goat and you got a jeep. So now, look at Rashi. Now, I saw in the notes, I think, somewhere that it could also be the other way around. It could be an isle and an ez, right? A female sheep and a male goat.
Cross as a goat and a ewe.
And a ewe, okay. What's a ewe in English?
Female sheep.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I wasn't not good at those. Okay, but I think it makes sense. The female sheep, right? Okay. So mikivsa v'tayish v'chav. Afa gav dechtiv gabe tvicha se. Now, what's our problem? Our apostle says kignov is shor or se. Now, a se we've said is any flock, right? A se includes a goat and a sheep. So even the pasuk says se. Right, Rashi says, V'amar Rav Kaman, and later we'll see Rav, in the Amud we'll get to this now. Amar Rav Kaman, kol makom shneimar se, ein kilayim v'mashma. Rashi will tell us just now that the tak of the word se comes to tell us not kilayim. Either a pure goat or a pure sheep, right? Hacha in our sugya, nonetheless, mechayev, we do accept it. The itra beibehedya, we'll prove later on that that word, oh, ki ignov ish shor ose, we'll prove just now that or actually comes to include kilayim. Okay, so Rashi's saying, even though you know the Gemara, don't get carried away, the Gemara will sort it all out. So now, so Rabbi Yochanan brings us brighter to help him, and he says like this, Eitivei ganav kilayim utavcha trefu machra. Right, what does the brighter say? Meshalem tashlumei arba v'chamisha. You pay 4 and 5. Now, if we look at it really, other than the din we've just learned now about kilayim, there's no real chiddush in our Mishnah, in this brighter, right? The brighter says, you stole a seh, and you stole it, and you sold it, you pay. You sold a kilayim and you shechted it. And you stole a trefa and you sold it and you pay. Right? We know there's no big halacha, no big chiddush in that. We'll see now the Gemara will prove the chiddush is in the choice of the seh and the trefa. That the trefa is dafka, what got sold, and the seh is what you shechted.
What does a trefa mean?
A trefa means animals you can't eat. It wouldn't live for 12 months. After you shechted it, you check it up, open it up, and look inside and see the animal was sick, would have died in 12 months. You can't get any hana from it. Okay?
So you don't know it till you open it up?
Yeah, you don't open it up. Right. Or you could see if an animal was. Like sometimes you see chickens that are like really on their way out. So that's a trefa, you can't even shecht it.
Is the concept of trefa like chickens
at all? To the best of my knowledge, yes.
Well, you've got an animal has a broken leg, wouldn't it be a trefa or not?
Can't an animal live with 12 months with a broken leg? People live 100 years with a broken leg.
You shecht an animal with a broken leg?
You don't think that's not the standard?
I don't think that's a problem. Why is it a mum? Is it broken? It's a korban. You can call it as a korban, but you can eat it, can't you?
I don't remember.
You know what? I don't know. We'll check it up. So the question is: somebody find the answer. If we can shecht an animal with a broken leg. But tomorrow, please, we have an answer. Okay. All right. Let's carry on. So now, ganav kilayim v'tavcha v'treifa machra. Meshalem tashmei arba v'chamisha. My love, Rabbi Shimon, isn't this according to Rabbi Shimon? This is Rabbi Yochanan bringing this brighter, right? Isn't this brighter according to Rabbi Shimon? And what we saying? Alma afal gav deleite b'tvicha ite b'mechira, right? And therefore, since there's no tevicha, there shouldn't be mechira. Right?
Certain kinds of broken legs are not accepted.
Really, huh? Okay. So you've got to be an orthopedic surgeon to understand what you can't when you've got to. Okay. So I'm avagab the later betvicha, eitem mechira. So this is Rabbi Yochanan's asking a kasha on Resh Lakish. If this is according to Rabbi Shimon, avagab eitem mechira. But look, we see over here nonetheless that trefa, which we know that Rabbi Shimon says that if you would shecht it, you wouldn't be chayev, but yet a trefa and machra, you stole that it was good. Now, according to you, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon should say even a trefa, right, a trefa she machra patur. Because it can't be done with a mechira. Other way around, sorry. Yeah, trefa, right. But b'shchita, a trefa mechir should be patur because a trefa with tivcha wouldn't be kosher. So there shouldn't be, a trefa should be patur under any circumstances according to Yerash Lakish. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, correct? Should be patur any circumstances because you need to have it always in both cases. So Amara Rabbi Lakish said, what are you doing about this? But this is not Rabbi Shimon. Rabbanan! This is Rabbanan, this is not Rabbi Shimon. Now just look at Rashi, because I've said the Rashi, the quickly, not Rashi here. My love, Rabbi Shimoni. Rashi says, "Bin nakat betreifa mechira, velo nakat tvicha." Like we said, it was very specific. They're being very medaika in the choice of the words of the brighter, because the brighter chose dafka treifa umachra and not treifa v'tavcha. Because we know Rabbi Shimon says treifa v'tavcha, you definitely patur. We prove that this brighter is going to Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says to him, according to you, the brighter chose dafka tavcha umachra, that you a trefa and machra, which means that Rabbi Shimon says, not Rabbi Shimon, this brighter is Rabbanan. Rather, this brighter is Rabbanan. So he says, because we've been at Rabbanan, how can it be Rabbanan? Rabbi Yochanan says, I Rabbanan, trefa b'mechira ita. Bezivchel, bezvichel leita. Are you trying to tell me it's Rabbanan, right? If it's Rabbanan, what, only a treifa b'mechira? Why did the brighter choose treifa u'machra? That a treifa that you sold. What, don't Chachamim say that even if you were zoveach, even if you shechted it? So why do they write here dafka treifa u'machra? Right? Ve'ela, and now, Lakish answers him and says, why, what are you talking about? Ve'lamai Rabbi Shimon, what Rabbi Shimon say? That kilayim, now we go to the first half of the brighter. Kilayim, betvicha ita, b'mechira later. And what are you going to tell me now? This brighter is according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, why does the brighter only say ganav kilayim v'tavcha? According to you, it should say ganav kilayim v'tavcha or ganav kilayim v'mechira, because according to Chacham, there's no difference yet. We have, obviously, they don't only say, even Rabbi Shimon says it with regards to ganav kilayim, there wouldn't be a problem. So if you're saying this brighter is Rabbi Shimon's, and you want to prove it from treifa u'machra, why did it just write gabe kilayim v'tavcha? Why did it say gabe kilayim u'machra? Because gabe kilayim haven't got a problem. Right, we've seen already that the kilayim isn't a problem. It's like a seh or a shor. Do you understand the question? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yochanan wants to prove that the fact that the brighter chose the lashon of mechira with regard to a treifa, it's Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that with a treifa there could be tvicha. If you're telling me it's Rabbi Shimon, then why did the brighter only write mechira with regards to kilayim? What, Rabbi Shimon doesn't say that a kilayim you chayv even if it's shchita, if mechira, right? In other words, it could work either way. So what's Rabbi Reish Lakish's answer? Elena, he says, Tana tvicha v'hu adin lemechira. It's Rabbanan, and they wrote tvicha, and they meant Bechira as well, that first for Rabbi Shimon. Ela Tana Tevicha, right. Well, say, Ela Ma Rabbi Shimon, Ela Tana Tevicha, Mehu Adin Mechira. Right, they start with regards to Kilayim. They wrote Tevicha and Tzedin as well for Mechira. Thank you. And it still be called it Rabbi Shimon. Right? So now, Eime Rabbananami, because they say this Rabbanan, Tani Mechira, they wrote on Rabbanan Mechira, Vu Adin Letvicha. Right? So it says, in other words, we can't prove anything from this brighter. Right? It could be Rabbanan, it could be Rabbi Shimon, however you go for it, right? So Rabbi Yochanan isn't wanting to be pushed around. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Yochanan says like this. Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Amar lecha, he would say, no, I don't accept what you're saying. Just learn the doubles and the backwards, etc. He says, no. Hi, Mai. What is this question really all about? What is the question? In other words, what is really going on here? Okay, when we say, hi, Mai. What, when this brighter, this 80, this brighter, this question from this brighter, what really is being discussed over here? He says, like, it's an either or. You can't tell me back and forth, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi or Chachamim, and you can say the brighter anyway. Either this is Rabbi Shimon, or this brighter is Rabbanan. Right? It's an either or situation. It's a zero sum game. There's no two ways of explaining it. He says, I amart, I understand. Be Shlomo Rabbi Shimon, you said to me that it's Rabbi Shimon, why? I did the Tana Treifa Bechada, Tani Kilayim Bechada. I would agree with you if you said it was Rabbi Shimon. And what was going on over here, right? That with I did Tana Treifa Bechada, right? Because he chose the, when it came to the Treifa, right? Or Machra, because a Treifa is only got one, right? Because a Treifa that you shechted wouldn't be good, but a treifa that you sold would be good. Therefore, in kilayim, even though he'll agree that kilayim both will work, the mechira and the tvicha, but since he chose to only use the one example of treifa, therefore he only used one example in kilayim. Right? Elei amar drabanan. If you can tell me this mishnah is called drabanan, and rabanan have got no problems with both, with kilayim and with treifa, that it's shchita or it's mechira, then it doesn't make sense. Narvinu v'nidninu, let them mix them all together and learn the bright like this. Gabe ganav kilayim u'treifa, either you stole a kilayim or a treifa, tavchan or machran, you shechted it or you sold it, meshar leshlume arba v'chamisha. That would be the right style of the brighter. That was the brighter, if it works, if you, Reish Lakish, would have said to me that it's actually Rabbi Shimon, and that's the reason I would have accepted it. But Rabbanan could never be that. Rabbanan, if they teach one din, they will say you stole or a kilayim or a treifa, and then you shefted it or you started, the same thing would apply. They wouldn't make all this mishmash. And the Gemara accepts that argument and says, kashya. Got a kashya on Reish Lakish, accepts the argument and moves on. So now, we come now, it's almost like a gufa. Right? The Gemara could have said now gufa. Okay, remember, gufa is like when it takes something which we had learned to din and now analyze it. Because we said there, we brought in the brayta, we said, ganav kilayim v'tavcha. Right? So now, the question is, what is this kilayim? Why kilayim? Secative. The pasuk says, kse. Doesn't say kilayim. Doesn't say a mixture of a goat and a, not a sheep, right? Only a sheep, right? So he says, Amar Rabba. So Rabba says, this is what Rashi quoted early on. Ze bana av. This is a binyan av. Ko makom shere marse, eino ele lehotzi et hakilayim. The fact that it's written the word se is to exclude kilayim. Look at the Kutta Rashi quickly. Eino ele lehotzi et hakilayim. The yalfinan kuluhu mise ksavim vese izim. מדלוקטיב זה כסבים ואיזים, שהמילד לא מקרה זה עד שיהיה אביו ואימו כבשים או שניהם איזים. You have to have the mother and the father, have to both be either a kevis or both be an is. Both be a sheep, both be a donkey. We are interested in this mixture. That's what Rava says. That's the binyan, because the pasuk said, say, doth get to exclude that. Okay? So answers the Gemara, so that's the case. What's going on over here? He says, no, here it's still, we can still use this limud. Why? Sha'ani hacha, our case is different. The Amar Kra, because the pasuk said, oh, Rabot Lakilayim. Now, look at Rashi there quickly, or, you remember the story, we learned the Samach Zayin, exactly 10 days ago, right? Or 11 days ago, 10 daf ago. So, we 10 days ago, we learned the sugya. Remember, it was a long sugya. We proved from the end of the sugya, for those of you remember, we said that shor and keves are repeated in the pasuk. It says, kignov is shor or se, utvacho mecharo, chamisha bakar yishalem, tachar ashor, v'av tachar se. So we said we got Shor and Seh mentioned to us, and we tried this. We said which ones were Meyutar to learn from, and we said could the first two or the last two, and then the conclusion was that the first Seh was Meyutar, and the second Shor was Meyutar. Remember that? Now, if the first Seh is Meyutar, look at the pasuk with me. Ki ignov ish Shor o Seh. Do you agree that if the first Seh is Meyutar, is redundant? Then it says ki ignov is shor when a person stole an ox, because seh, if seh goes away, we don't need the word or. Because what do you mean if you stole an ox or something else? Mm-hmm. We don't have the word. So the word if seh becomes redundant, right. So does the or with it become redundant? Because mm-hmm. If that or with it becomes redundant, then that or can teach us something, and that or is what's teaching us this. So from that or, I'll just summarize Rashi in 1 second. Okay, shani yachad amar kra or. Rabot kilayim. So this pasuk says shor ose to include kilayim. So the Gemara asks a question. V'chol o rabotu. And every time the Gemara mentions, the Torah mentions the word o, it comes to increase, to widen, to broaden, to add on, to expand. V'hatan, we got a brighter. It says shor o kesev prat le kilayim. O as prat le nidme. They look at that pasuk, a separate pasuk by Yikra. Shor or kesef or es. An ox or a kesef, a keves is a sheep or a goat that had a child. Vaya shivat v'tacharimo, because these are all the animals we bring korbanot from, right? You have to wait 7 days while the animal can be with his mother. Umiyom hashmini v'hala yiratzeh lekorban yishel Hashem. On the 8th day you can take it for a korban. So this is, you can't take a korban in the first 7 days of his birth. Of a shor, keves, or es. And there we said like this. Shor or kesef. Prat le kilayim, to exclude kilayim. It was not a mixture of a shor or a keves. Or es, and what the extra or for? Or es, or a goat, prat le nidme. What, look at Rashi, prat le nidme. De eino dome la avi velo le imo. We talk about a goat who isn't, to be a korban, has to be similar to its parents, right? This is prat, to exclude an animal who looks nothing like its parents, right? Shebami ayil verachel. It comes from an old sheep and a goat. Right, v'domel is, it looks from an old sheep and a sheep. V'domel is an ayil. We said an ayil was a sheep, right? Yes, from a ram. So it comes from an old sheep and a ram, and looks more like a goat.
A mutant.
A mutant. Yeah. Okay. So that's something like you couldn't make as a korban, right? So there we see that on the contrary, there the word or is actually a prat,
excluding,
not a ribui, not a klal. Right? It's to exclude, not to include. So Amarava, so that's where we saw that over here. That's Rashi brought. Amarava, Hacha min yana dekra, the Hacha min yana dekra. It all depends at the end of the day on the context of the pasuk. Right? Hacha gaba gneva, in our case over here where it says, Gignov ish shor ose, utvacho umecharo, right? So look at Rashi quickly. Gaba gneva dichtiv shor ose, di lo have ketiv o, Lerabot, if it didn't say the or there to exclude, lo mishtamea kilayim nai, without the or there, we would never have learned kilayim, because a shor and a seh, an ox and a sheep, don't go together. Right? Look at Rashi says there. Lo mishtamea kilayim nai, sharei ein mit abrin ze mi ze. They don't work. Shein iburan shave. Their pregnancies are not equal. The behema gasa, a big ox, right, you let it letisha has 9 months, and a daka and a sheep or a goat, Rashi telling us lechamisha, 5 month pregnancy. Hilchach all ribui ata. Therefore, because in the pasuk, with no way we could ever have learned kilayim without the or, because a shor and a keser don't go together. The or comes to tell us include when the two of them are mixed together. Okay, and on the other way around, in the pasuk there of shor or kesev or es. Right? Shedacholotzi kilayim b'rehem. All rabot, therefore came rabot kilayim. And gabe kodshim, dechtiv kesev ve'ez. But in that second pasuk, where we just proved the brightly that it's for a prat, shedacholotzi kilayim b'rehem, because you can mate a keves and a ez, because it says shor, or kesev, or ez. So the kesev and the ez you can mate, right? Or there the or comes, lema'et, and not lerabot. Okay? Finished.